This is Q&A. Send us your question on 084-786-3132.
It's a beautiful Monday morning, the 15th of Safar 1444. Well, let's welcome our beloved Honorable Fadilatul Ustad Hazrat Maulana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein Hafidhahullah. Ustad, welcome to the Q&A. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum on Arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Riyaz Hussain. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wahlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. Subhanaka la 'ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana innaka antal 'alimul hakim. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Today we reach the halfway mark of this Islamic month, 15th of Safar 1444, and with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, we focus on Suratul Hajj, chapter 22, verses 49, 50, and 51. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala addresses Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the messenger of Islam, peace be upon him, and says, Qul, you announce and tell humanity, Ya ayyuhan nas, O humankind, O people. So our message is for all times, all places, all circumstances. Innama, indeed I am, innama ana. You see the word innama, it comes from hasr and qasr, which means its exclusivity, that indeed, definitely, surely I am lakum, for your benefit, nazirum mubeen, the international global warner with love, mubeen, to make things clear and manifest to you. Today we keep our son's name Nazir, our daughter's name Nazira. Remember that we translate it as warner. That translation is a bit incomplete. When you analyze the word in the Arabic lexicon and dictionary, you will find that Nazir means At-takhweef ma'al mahabba, to warn with love, with compassion. How a mother will warn her child when the child is crawling towards the fireplace or the heater. So Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, much more than that, that the Master alayhi salatu salam was, is, will always be the only rahmatan lil alameen. Chapter 21, verse 107, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We sent you, Ya Rasulullah, O Mustafa Habibana sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as a mercy to the entire universe and creation. Now we have two options, those who accept and those who reject. فَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Hence, for those people who possess through iman and faith and conviction, وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, to enhance their belief, conviction, they continue with the righteous deeds. لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةٌ. For them is forgiveness. We all are human beings. We all are sinners. There's no person today on the face of this earth that's living and is sane and mature and say he never committed sin. We all are guilty. لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةٌ. But we keep on trying, and Almighty Allah then forgives us, provided that we are sincere in our quest, that we keep on begging Allah for forgiveness, not justifying the vices we are committing, Allah forbid. وَرِزْقٌ كَرِيمٌ. And an honorable sustenance from Almighty Allah in this world also, and in the year after, will be the optimum maximum, inshaAllah. Allah, with the grace and mercy of Allah. Therefore, as Muslims, we read chapter 2, verse number 201. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana. O beloved Allah, grant us the best in this world that is good, permissible, safety, comfort, whatever else. Wa fil akhirati hasana. And in the year after, grant us the best, O Allah, the maximum, optimum reward. Wa qina azab an-nar. O Almighty Allah, you save us from the chastisement, punishment of the fire. Direct entry into Jannat al-Firdaus, into paradise. Now that is the Muslim. وَالَّذِينَ سَعُوا فِي آيَاتِنَا. Those people who are striving regarding our verses, مُعَاجِزِينَ. They want to challenge it. They want to avert the punishment. They want to make their own ideas like today. So مُعَاجِزِينَ. They want to escape the punishment of Almighty Allah. أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ الْجَحِيمِ. Those are the people who will be the companions of the fire, of the hellfire. We read, Allahumma ajirna minan nar. O Almighty Allah, Jalla wala, you save us and protect us from the fire. Okay, let us give you some local, national, international news. Number one, let's go to Putin. Putin is putting Ukraine, it's a proxy war from America and NATO and Europe and Israel. So we support Putin. He's a harami, but he's a good harami for them now. Remember that Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us the hadith in Bukhari Sharif. If you don't know what the meaning of harami, it means a B with the capital B. So you need one, two people like that to sort the enemies out. So inna Allah la yu'ayyidu hadha deen bi rajulil fajir. That verily Allah Ta'ala occasionally sometime uses the non-Muslim to have the deen of Islam, to have the religion of Islam. So Putin and his army have attacked various parts of Ukraine. They don't have electricity, they don't have water, they don't have gas. So Ukraine is in a total mess. And more America is helping, the more and more Europe is helping. Remember, they are depleting their own resources. And remember that they are to blame. What business you had to tell them, Ukraine, go nearer and nearer. And he warned you, Putin, that don't play with us, because then you will suffer the consequences. And my challenge to all you Western powers and democracies, all the titles you are using for Putin, he invaded Ukraine, he is a war criminal, and they are committing crimes against humanity and genocide. Remember that this started in February and now we are in September. So why you don't use the same criteria for the rogue apartheid terrorist regime of Israel? They're guilty of the same thing for the past 70 years and more. So you see the double standards and the hypocrisy of the West. Biden gives a big talk yesterday, 9/11. We will always stand for hypocrisy, democracy. Yes, your democracy is hypocrisy. We will always stand for that. So Master Biden answered these three questions. Where is the democracy, human rights for my brothers in Guantanamo Bay, which is an indelible stain on you and your previous presidents and so forth? Where is the democracy and human rights for my sister, remember, Dr. Afia Siddiqui? Where is the democracy, human rights and reparations for the Afghanistanis and the people you were murdering for 20 years? Where is the reparations and the human rights for the Palestinians when you are supporting the Zalim, the oppressor, the tenpot dictator in Israel? So all cheap talk from Biden's side. You know what Trump said? Trump made a very interesting observation. And what did he say? He said that Bagram prison, which, remember, there are two prisons, you must never forget. Whenever you interact with these non-Muslims, Westerners, and they are siding with the West, so ask them if they know Abu Ghraib. Our Muslims also don't even know Abu Ghraib, majority of them. Abu Ghraib is the prison, the torture cell, where they were raping, torturing our Muslims there in Baghdad, in Iraq. The same Americans, remember, and then they want to speak about human rights and democracy. So go read about what happened in Abu Ghraib, the shame for the American regime. And then Bagram there in Kabul, in Afghanistan. So Trump said, he said it on Saturday, I think, because I read it yesterday, that he said, Trump, that watch Bagram, that China and Afghanistan, they are going to cooperate, collaborate with one another, and don't be surprised that some nuclear business is going on there. So you know Trump shoots many a time from the hip as well. But anyway, it's something maybe, there is no smoke without fire. I tell Russia, I tell China, you must cooperate with Afghanistan, and all of you can form a wonderful bloc. Remember, if Israel can have nuclear, so why can't Iran have nuclear? So remember that Israel, the rogue apartheid terrorist regime, wants to dictate to everybody, to Britain and to America and France and so forth, you must stop the nuclear deal. So why you can have nuclear and Iran can't have nuclear? For us as true Muslims, both of you our enemy, but here we will support Iran, they must have the right for nuclear as well. See the hypocrisy. If you understand modern day politics, France, Macron, remember Macron, he is another terrorist. So he is now occupying, and they occupied, remember, Algeria for more than 130 years. They occupied Tunisia for 75 years. And when they were speaking about the cartoons and so forth against Mustafa Habibullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he said, no, freedom of speech, freedom of speech. So when the people call him Hitler, he wants to take them to court. So you see how they behave. So let me tell you something which majority of you are unaware of. You see, Yemen is one of the poorest countries in the Arab world and in the world also. I've been there in 2000, Sana'a and these places. So now look at the hypocrisy by the Saudi regime. I told you the Saudi regime is run by non-Muslims, and by UAE. So they also run by non-Muslims, the leadership. So now France, Britain, America, all supplying arms. To who? To Saudi Arabia and to UAE. So why? You must attack Yemen, all this, so we can steal more and more oil from there. Can you imagine? So all this is not the holy war, it's an oily war. Steal the oil from Iraq, steal the oil from Syria, steal the oil from where? From Yemen. So that is what these Westerners, the white hegemony, the reset, the new world order, all about. A very, very sad story for today. And you Muslim parents, all of us, take heed. When we talk, I'm giving you advice as a brother. I'm giving you advice as a teacher. I'm giving you advice as a person who's been through all these systems with Allah's help. We visited East, West, everywhere. See, yesterday on News 24, yesterday was Sunday, if you know Afrikaans, the Afrikaans newspaper carried the article. Obviously, they don't use the words, but I will use it. A Muslim lady, she's gone there with the rugby team of South Africa. She's a dietitian and what have you. And then whatever happened, happened. You can read all the details in the News 24. The rugby player and all men, obviously, they're going to play rugby. And the dietitian, Muslim lady with a Muslim name. So Allah knows what happened. But disgrace, humiliated. From Argentina, they sent her back and they sent the rugby player back. So you can draw your own conclusions, two and two. When we tell you that your university is haram for the ladies there to go today, and all these professional things are haram, but we consider it as honor. So where's the honor now? Her name tarnished forever, her family's name. وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. Allah gives honor to whomever He wishes. Allah does graces whoever He wishes. My sisters, my daughters, I'm speaking to you as a brother, as one who wants your welfare. That environment is a toxic environment. And once these people can find half a chance, they will exploit it and use it. May Almighty Allah protect our mothers, sisters, brothers, children, and the entire Ummah and Muslimah. 8:30 to 9, inshallah, with Maulana Zaid, we'll be discussing Japan today. And then the tafsir will continue 1 to 2. And then 2 to 2:30, we'll discuss Heritage Day. And inshallah, 8 to 10 tonight will be the live Q&A with Maulana Arafat, Hatia, and myself. Jazakallah khairan.
Well, so let's start with Brother Bob. And I see there are many listeners as well regarding the Maulana. So Brother Bob says, I don't know if you heard, one of your priests got attacked gruesome and senseless, Ustad.
It was a very, very sad incident. I opened that masjid. Remember that? Remember in Virginia? And that is in the Free State. Our Maulana Idris Nahuda, Hafizahullah, Almighty Allah, grant him shifa, grant his family speedy recovery. Allah Jalla Wala, protect us. Then there were 2-3 incidents of our Muslim brothers and them drowning also. Allah Jalla Wala, grant them Jannatul Firdaus. They passed away as shuhada and martyrs. And then we find that others are injured and so forth. So whoever is ill and sick, Allah Jalla Wala, grant them shifa-e kamil, cause speedy recovery and complete cure. Those who passed away with Iman and Islam, Allah Jalla Wala, grant them Jannatul Firdaus. End of the day, remember, whether we like, don't like, this is the reality. South Africa has become lawless in many aspects, remember. If you look at the rape, what is happening, gender violence, you look at the murder, you look at the attacks and so forth. The Maulana went for Fajr Salat, came back, and these thugs, they attacked him and so forth. And what will happen? Nothing will really happen. So that is where we are. So only Allah will help us. Surah 12, chapter 12, verse 64. فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Almighty Allah is the best of protectors. And He, Almighty Allah alone, He was, He is, He always will be the most merciful one to show mercy. Oh, beloved Allah, envelope us and include us in your special mercy. Chapter 7, verse 151. وَأَدْخِلْنَا فِي رَحْمَتِكَ وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ.
So the listener wants to know, what's the masla? Can a person inherit a rented house? We have been renting this house over 40 years, and my dad put this house in his will stating that I will continue to live here as long as I pay the rent. My dad passed away on 2 weeks now, Ustad.
Remember, you can't be inheriting a house that you are renting. You say you're paying rental for 40 years. I'm paying rental for 42 years. So more longer than you, my brother. So remember that in this day and this age, you can be renting for 100 years also. It does not belong to you. It belongs to the landlord. It belongs to that family there. So therefore, you are paying rental. So there's no question of inheritance and so forth. If you mean that your father, now Allah grant him Jannatul Firdaus. Chapter 14, verse 41. Rabbana filli wali walidayya walil mu'minina yawma yaqumul hisab. Oh, beloved Allah, forgive me. Forgive my beloved parents and the believers. The day the reckoning is established. So you must remember this, that if you want to continue living there, it's fine. Speak to the landlord and make your arrangements. If you are not happy or he's not happy, then you will have to vacate and move some other place there. There's no question of inheriting and so forth as you are suggesting.
Well, sir, I've got Brother Elwin. He says, AK, I became a revert 7 years ago and then lost my iman due to bad company. Now I want to come back to Islam. Do I have to renew my kalima or is there no hope for me? Elwin, but now is Ihsan, E-H-S-S-A-N, Ustad.
My brother Ihsan, mashallah, you embrace Islam and then you joined the wrong company and you went into drugs and alcohol and womanizing and Allah alone knows what else. That's what you mean, I think. And now you all that regret and remorse. So there's always hope, my brother Ihsan. And we thank you. That's why we leave these lines open for you. Whatever problem you have, Muslim, non-Muslim, contact us. the help and mercy of Almighty Allah, we will give you the best advice. Not we, it is the Almighty Allah's direct kalam and speech, and it is the advices of the Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So my brother Ihsan, chapter 39 and verse number 53, Almighty Allah informs us, لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. Never become disillusioned in the mercy of Almighty Allah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. Verily, Almighty Allah forgives all the sins. So you, my brother Ihsan, you already got your Muslim name. You go there to your Mawlana and your Imam and you explain everything to him, because I think there's many more issues there. And repeat your kalima, make sincere tawbah. And I don't know if you are married or not, then you'll have to re-perform your nikah. So all these are issues you will have to try and do it immediately today, my brother Ihsan.
Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. Husain of Gwatia, it says, good morning to you, sir. If I disobey my parents, would I be a sinner? I want to become Muslim and my parents reject the faith. My name is Berkeley, B-E-R-K-L-E-Y, Ustad.
My brother Berkeley, thank you very much. Remember that if a person has Muslim parents or non-Muslim parents, you must obey them as far as possible. What do we mean by as far as possible? Remember that when they tell you to do something which is against Islam, then there is no obedience to them. La ta'ata li makhluqin fi ma'asat al-khaliq. That is the golden rule in Islam, the hadith mentioned in Mishkat Sharif. There is no obedience to any creation, whether it's prime minister, president, king, or parents, or teacher, when it leads to a sin against the creator. This is your answer, my brother, yeah. So, Berkeley, listen, write down this, my brother, make a mental note. Chapter 31, verse 15. Chapter 31, Surah Luqman, Luqman the Wise, L-U-Q-M-A-N, and verse 15, chapter 31, verse 15. وَإِنْ جَاهَدَاكَ. If your parents, they impose upon you, أَلَا أَنْ تُشْرِكَ بِي, that you must continue with your kufr and shirk, your blasphemy, polytheism, and any religion beside Islam, مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِي إِلْمٌ, and which you have no evidence and knowledge of, فَلَا تُطِعْهُمَا, do not obey them. So you obey them as the Quran says. This is where the parents are non-Muslim and you, the son, daughter, are Muslim. وَصَاحِبْهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا. You mingle with them, associate with them in this worldly life according to the laws of respect and honor and so forth. They are your parents. You obey them as far as possible. But when they tell you that no, that you must do something against Islam, then you don't obey them. So you want to become Muslim, we can make you Muslim now also. Otherwise, you want to think about it, we'll discuss there with your Imam, with your Mawlana, with your Muslim friends. So we can wait also, it's fine. So remember, there's no sin upon you when you disobey your parents in embracing Islam. Chapter 31, verse 15.
I see Berkeley says, thank you, sir. God bless you, Ustad.
We're making dua, we're supplicating to Almighty Allah for all of you who are interested in Islam, that Almighty Allah guides you, shows you the true light of Islam, and you become the true ambassador of Islam.
Mufti Sahib, dumped in the family business. I am the eldest of five brothers. I had to leave school to support our family as my dad passed away in a car crash. My dad has no will, Mufti Sahib. We have a good line of business, but all my siblings are still at school. Does this make me the owner of the business, Ustad?
Remember, Allah Ta'ala grant your father Jannatul Firdaus. We assuming, presuming everybody is Muslim. So your father passes away and you must read Surah 14 verse 41. First will be the burial funeral expenses, and thereafter will be the debts of the deceased, the personal debts, the corporate debts, the business debts. All must be paid from the estate, from the shop or what have you, to the creditors. Three will be wasiya, what he bequeathed for none heirs. And fourth one will be the shares of the heir. You're not the owner, brother. Take that out of your mind. Absolutely haram for you to think like that. And remember to pass away intestate without the will is a major, major sin. So all of you, the children and family members, make special dua for your deceased father. So I'm not sure what's the status quo, brother. You didn't mention it. I give you both ways. So if you must remember, your mother also deceased before your father, and you all are five sons, and there's no daughters, nothing, then everyone will inherit 20% each. And remember that whatever belongs to your father owned at the time of death. It don't mean that you are working there, so you are the owner. That's absolutely haram. You were taking all the benefit as well, all the wages, all the perks and so forth. So it's compulsory. You must give each one of your brothers and the sons 20% when you have five sons. We don't know, you didn't mention about daughters. Now the second scenario, if your mother is alive, the wife of the deceased, then remember that 12.5% will go to her first, and then the remainder will be divided into five shares equally, and each one will get from that five shares. So you cannot say you are the elders and because you work, so it belongs to you. Absolutely haram. And if you do so, you go straight to Jahannam and the hellfire. Surah 4, chapter 4, Surah Nisa, verse 14.
Somebody wants to know, Ustad, buying and selling tickets online, is this permissible in Islam, Ustad?
Which type of tickets? You must remember, you want to buy and sell tickets for Qatar. As they say, the non-Muslims, Qatar. So it's Qatar. Remember that in Arabic, but in English, they mispronounce it. So obviously, that if you are speaking of musical extravaganza and all these type of tickets and so forth, so that's haram, obviously. But if you mean that you are buying, selling tickets for something that is permissible, so what will be an example of something permissible? So say, for example, you must remember that I have a quiz and something, and I say that who is going to buy this and so forth, and I don't give the price, a third party give the price. So you must remember, we call the third party the muhallil. So then there's no gambling involved in that, so then it will be permissible. And we're not going to do all this, just example. So you don't must construe. We say we will give you 5-10 questions, right? Whatever it is. And whosoever, you must remember, answers right, and you pay 1 rand, 2 rand, whatever it is. So you must remember, then you will get a prize from ABC company, who is not getting anything in return and so forth. So then it will be permissible. But if we use that money there, so remember that gambling and haram and not permissible.
I see Brother Roger says that, how do you Muslims find the time to pray at 5 a.m. every morning, Sunday to Sunday? Roger, Ustad.
My brother, that how do you find the time when Almighty Allah blesses you with a wonderful son, a beautiful daughter, day and night you are there to serve your wonderful daughter, your beautiful daughter, your son. What do you think, my brother Roger, that when me and you was babies and infants, how much sacrifice our parents made for us? They were there at our beck and call. Why? For the love they had for us. Unconditional love. So the true Muslim has unlimited love for Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, unlimited love for the Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It's not 5 o'clock only. In summer it goes to 4 o'clock, 4:15, 4:30, my brother. So the Muslim, he will dedicate his life to Almighty Allah and the one and only Supreme Being, and to Mustafa Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Wallahu wa Rasulu wa haqqu ayyurdu in kanu mu'mineen. You must, if you got true faith and conviction, you must please Almighty Allah. You must please the Master Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. You know, my brother Roger, you married, right? You're 35, 40 years old. You got a wife, you got children. What you tell your wife? Oh, my darling, I love you, and so forth. So, hubbuka day you meet or you see him, you see the Englishman. He stole trillions of dollars. Remember the British Empire from India and so forth. So they even stole from our Quran Sharif, the noble Quran, and the sayings and teachings of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When I was in school in the 60s, they would teach us, remember, love is blind. So Mustafa rahmatulil alameen sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith, حُبُّكَ الشَّيْءِ يُؤْمِي وَيُسِيمُ, the hadith in Mishkat Sharif. Anything you love, then you become blind and deaf. You won't listen. Here we have the total, complete, unconditional love for Almighty Allah, for Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that what motivates and inspires us.
Somebody says, Ustad, that Mufti Sahib, those same alims that you say are out of the fold of Islam, but they're doing khidmat for the people of Pakistan. Not all organizations are crooks. Please correct your statement, Ustad.
My brother, you must tell me once when I said all organizations. You see how you lie. So you must remember that you are masters in lying. Remember that in fabricating. I always say, whether Pakistan, whether South Africa, whether wherever, 80% majority of the organizations are not credible. Remember that. And I studied in Pakistan. I stayed there for almost 7 years. And I know about Pakistan more than what you know, my brother. You can't even pose a correct question without lying. South Africa, tell them to open their books. Tell them we have a financial audit. Tell them we have a forensic expert coming. See Dansali Popper dance, how much they pocketed, how many houses they built with zakat money for themselves and their families, how many cars they bought with their with zakat money and this type of money. So my brothers, don't think we don't know. When the time comes, we'll expose one by one. And then you big liar, you must remember, then you will come to know how many things you accuse me of, and everything we are slowly exposing. So inshallah, 8:30 to 9, we will speak of Japan. 1 to 2, you must remember, will be tafsir. And remember that 2 to 2:30 will be Heritage Day. You should listen to that program, you brother, especially the liar. And then remember, 8 to 10 will be inshallah the Q&A for Mona Arafat Hatia. Inshallah, life. Wa jazakallah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I see Fadilatul Ustad. Well, it's beautiful, mashallah. Monday morning on our program, As-Safinatu Ilal Jannah. You see, that's why I always ask the listeners of Radio Al-Ansar and the listeners of As-Safinatu Ilal Jannah. I always ask the listeners, listen to the Q&A attentively and listen to the program attentively. You know, don't mix up words and assume. And you know what Mufti Sahib said now regarding that question that came in where the brother said, Mufti Sahib said that all organizations are crooks. And Mufti Sahib said, I did not say that, you know.